It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Investors and startup founders alike have a variety of ideas of how agriculture can be improved. But what areas would farmers like to see more technologies focus on? Saskatchewan-based farmer Christian Hebert says he'd like better ways to tell him what's going on beneath the soil surface.
We've done a pretty good job in the last two decades of understanding what's going on above the ground. And we've done a pretty poor job of understanding what's going on below the ground. And I mean, especially in that 4 feet that we know full well that the roots of all our crops are pulling moisture and using the nutrients in that 4 feet. One of the farms we toured when I was in Belgium last, they had the potato sensor. And I actually had a good chat with the Black Gold potato crew, the Halverson family. They've been using them for, I think, 15 or 20 years, Greg said. And I mean, it's a sensor the same size as a potato that they put in the hill by the potatoes. And it's mainly from when it gets harvested to it gets in the shed, how many times it gets bumped, because obviously bruising is their big issue. But really, it's that type of a theory tied somehow to our root system, how water's infiltrating the soil, how are the nutrients getting taken up, how is bulk density and carbon burnoff actually even being affected by a growing crop? And I don't think we've done a good job of that on a soil sensory type idea.
Hebert added that physical sensors are great, but he hopes that they can move to remote sensing as much as possible to be feasible at scale. This has been your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich.